it's Tuesday, and that means it's music time. And no, you're not dreaming. It's not 1984. We actually have some offerings, though, from Duran Duran, Boys to Men, Aretha Franklin. That's actually going past, way past the 80s if you want to go back in the time machine. And Alicia Keys, a little bit more current with her stuff. In honor of these comeback kids, we're going to take a step back, talk about some old made new this Music Tuesday. Lizzie Goodman is here to help us with that. She's the editor-at-large of Blender Magazine. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi there.
So first up, we've got Duran Duran. It's called Red Carpet Massacre. Let's hear some of that. You're nocturnal, only come out at night. What? And I'm learning all the ways you want to ride. 'Cause you're on the road. So that track is called Night Runner. One of my favorite Justin Timberlake songs. How Justin is that? Like that doesn't sound like Duran Duran to me.
Really?
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of got that sleazy 80s vibe going for it. I mean, I think maybe Justin has more in common with Duran Duran than we've realized. yeah, the whole album really does sound sort of classically Duran Duran-like to me. It's exactly what I would expect from a kind of updated version of you know, the synth poppiest of synth pop bands ever. Yeah, I like it. I think it's good.
Who produced this? I understand it's some of the folks who helped Britney out on Blackout.
Yeah, Timbaland and his protege Nate Danger Hills, who worked on a lot of the songs on the Britney record, are both all over this Duran Duran album. So, and Justin has a couple of production credits as well.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
No, it's...
I hadn't even seen that in the notes. I just want to tell you. I was calling Justin out before I even saw that.
Well, then that is very impressive, yes. No, he's all over this, and he's on that song. He does the vocals on that song. So you're picking up on something that's actually there, which is nice. But, yeah, I mean, this is there's a lot of contemporary people on this record, but it still sounds very much like the band to me.
I guess it's kind of interesting because it's... Duran Duran, it sounds like, kind of taking a note from these pop-type people that were probably influenced by them in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. It's very circle, circle, circle. It's all coming back to them. It's convenient to be so influential because then if you want to come back, you sound current again because everything that other people have been doing has been sort of, you know, there's their influence on music is still very present. So
somebody needs to get Madonna that email.
Yeah.
I think, frankly. Anyway, sorry.
That's funny.
All right. Keeping with everything old being new, or at least back out for people to enjoy, Boys to Men.
Yep. They're back.
They're back with Motown, A Journey Through Hitsville, USA. Let's take a listen. So take a
I'm not sure that needed remaking.
In the exact vocal styling of Smokey Robinson?
I mean, I don't know if you improve on Smokey.
Coolie high harmony, it ain't.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, there's a reason that Boyz II Men is one of the most successful, you know, male R&B vocal groups ever. They do what they do very well, and it's very clean. And, yeah, they didn't take a lot of risks on this one. But, you know, this is what people expect from them. It's very pristine, and that's what they deliver.
There was no band comprised of totally able-bodied guys that used more canes than Boyz II Men. Every member of Boyz II Men had a cane at one point.
Yeah, they're
for some
the caniest
reason.
Band ever. Well,
it's the whole
Blender's caniest band list, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, it's the whole step dancing from Black Fraternities. Right. That's right. The whole cane thing. They were trying to be down
right.
with that.
But segment. I always, when I would see those step canes, they would sort of look like a candy cane. They'd be like candy stripe. No, like red and white. And the ones
yeah, totally.
That, when I was like a white guy growing up in Seattle, I would see the Boyz II Men cane and I would just think, oh, Sean has a limp. And a beautiful sweater to match. Do they do anything surprising on this record?
Not really. I mean, they cover their own song, which is brave, I guess.
Or can we say ballsy?
I guess the egos are in healthy state at this point, which is nice. But, you know, I mean, they're not the first band to do that either.
Which song?
End of the Road. And
you know what's that's not the last time you're going to hear End of the Road. This show, I'm not even kidding you. Stay tuned. A very special Bryant Park Project presentation coming up involving that song. But wait a minute, they covered it. Did they just do it exactly the same, or
no? It sounds slightly different. Just enough different to make it seem completely familiar, but also like a new version. It's sort of cheeky that they did that. But other than that, it's pretty much exactly what you would expect from Boyz II Men doing a bunch of Motown standards.
Well, somebody sued Nickelback for plagiarizing Nickelback. So I guess
so. Boyz II Men better watch out. Cause...
Seriously, you're on notice. now somebody with I would argue a fine musical pedigree, someone not ever accused of being derivative or playing it safe, Ms. Aretha Franklin. She's got a new offering called Jewels from the Crown, duets with the Queen of Soul. Let's have a listen to that. I'm just watching you, that's Aretha Franklin singing along with Fantasia of American Idol fame. That song's called "Put You Up on Game."
Yes.
So is this a good record, or is this just a sort of marketing gimmick?
Well, I mean, maybe both. There's sort of always there's something always appealing about kind of mining the back catalog of a great artist like Aretha and seeing what else is out there and what else she can do with other sort of disciples, and there's a lot of disciples on this album. Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, people who are very prominent in their own right. But, Aretha is the queen, and I think that kind of is proven on this record. There's a lot of interesting songs on here, but for the most part, there are a few that make me think I wouldn't rather just be listening to an Aretha Franklin song.
Yeah, all hail the queen, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. You kind of can't blame these people. It's hard to go up against her. But the Fantasia song is great. They have a really, for some reason, that just really works, the two of them together. So that's nice to see.
Yeah, if I had to do the whole Quiet Storm thing, I think I'd choose this versus the Boyz II Men thing.
Yes, fair enough.
You mean, are you referring to our friends who create smooth jazz, the smoothest of the jazz? This is Quiet Storm. All right, well, I guess if you are Fantasia or Mariah and you get a chance to sing with Aretha, we can't really hate on you for wanting to take
Yeah, you gotta take it.
She's everybody's hero.
Exactly.
She was my hero growing up as a African-American woman, I can tell you that much. All right, well, speaking of people who may actually be a little more the heir apparent to Alicia Keys, Aretha Franklin, that would be Miss Alicia Keys, and she's got a record out called As I Am.
Yes.
Let's hear a track called No One. All right, Alicia Keys, 19 million records, 9 Grammys. Any sign of that in this record?
Sure. I mean, she's doing, to me, exactly what she's been doing all along, which has made her so successful, which is record this sort of very classy 70s influence, soul, R&B, piano stuff. And she's done it again on this record. I don't think it's quite as good as some of what we've heard from her in the past, but she's talked about wanting to kind of break out of the box a little bit with this record and explore, and maybe that sort of accounts for some of the deviations from, you got to applaud her for trying to kind of change up her formula. But yeah, there's this single, No One. There's a couple of other really, really strong contenders for major, major radio play on this record, and that's, I'm sure we're going to see that.
I know this is already getting a lot of play on VH1.
Yeah.
I was trapped in a hotel room recently, and it was like on 30 times in 1 hour.
Yes, I think you're going to be hearing more of that from this song and others.
And she also got some good producers on this record, I understand.
Yeah, she's got, I mean, she's working with really good people, as usual. But again, I mean, the sort of star collaborations on this album were, she worked with John Mayer on a song, and she worked with Linda Perry on a song, and she's sort of, she had talked about sort of trying to kind of, like I said, step outside the box and work with new people. She's a very accomplished songwriter in her own right, obviously. So when she goes out and kind of seeks collaboration, that says something. It means she's trying to kind of change things up. And for the most part, you know, I don't think those are the songs on the album that really stand out. The songs that are most successful to me are the ones that kind of do what we know she can do, which is channel this kind of great 70s old school feel.
Lindsay, I'm hearing in these releases that we've talked about so far an overwhelming apathy from you. Are there any releases out that we didn't get a chance to mention, just maybe one or two that you think people should check out? Is there anything that does get you kind of jazzed?
Oh, the apathy, it's showing through. No, I don't feel apathetic, but yeah, there's the Hives record comes out today. I really love the Hives record. I think there's a couple of great songs on the Killers B-Sides collection, which comes out today.
Which we would have played, except for, unfortunately, they don't have their music available yet, and so
Note to Killers.
Note to Killers. Look, you are dead to the BPP. Not dead to the BPP is our friend Lizzie Goodman, editor-at-large of Blender Magazine, bringing us the freshest of the hits on this Music Tuesday. Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Lizzie. Night, brother, you just smell it, put me in the night, brother. All right, if you're one of those people who's late to work a lot, you're driving your office mates crazy. We'll explain a little further. That needs a whole lot of explanation.
Did you say something?
Luke Burbank, this segment's for you.
Sorry.
This is the Brian Parr Project.
My stapler.